669, pulling into Merlot Garage.
Hello, 669. I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Okay, so I just read the message that you guys sent, and she was actually on my bus, and I can obviously concur. It was all true. Like, she was just very verbal, kind of disturbing a little bit, but I was basically just trying to get people home, so I didn't want to, like, interfere or, like, you know, just try to kind of get her in her way. I just wanted to actually just get to the end of the line. So, next time, if I do encounter that, should I call you guys and let you know?
If you feel that she's, you know, a little too too disruptive, bothering people, yeah, go ahead and give us a call. You know, for the most part, we just want to get them down the road and off the system. If they continue to ride and stuff and cause issues, then, yeah, we'll try to get them on the bus.
Okay, yeah, sure. I even checked in on the passengers that were around her. They kind of moved up towards the front of the bus. And as they did, I asked them if they felt okay or safe or whatever. And so I definitely checked on the passengers to see what kind of how they felt about the whole thing. But yeah, I was just trying to get people home, and hopefully the lady was going to get off the bus at the end of the line. So that was my goal.
Yes, you did right. And yeah, I mean, sometimes certain passengers, you know, they'll be okay for one trip and then start having some sort of issue, and maybe in their own head, and they start acting out. But yeah, you know, it's trip by trip, really, and passenger by passenger, you know, case by case. You know, you can't really, there's no solid rule on that. But yeah, just it depends on how they're acting at the moment.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You have a good night as well at 2121.